I thought I might be going to jail, or at least in for a huge aggravation. That was Come to the Cross from An Epic No Less on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth and Storytime. Okay, jail is probably a little bit over the top, but I was beside myself. So I sat down last Saturday to do my taxes. Okay, so we have a little bit of a complicated situation. Multiple W-2s, multiple other things, and I have lots of documents that I feel like I have do a pretty good job of keeping organized and at least in one place. But I'm going through looking at the list of stuff I need, and I'm like, where's this document? I'm like, did it get thrown away? I'm asking my wife. I wasn't blaming her per se, but if there's someone in our house who will throw something away, it's her. She throws away everything, which is very helpful. Our house is not as cluttered because of it. But in this case, I was like, did you? She's like, I don't think I threw it away. And then the second document came up missing. I was like, I've got a couple W-2s here, but I'm missing this one, which is a really important one. And I'm also missing this receipt here that I really need to prove that this happened. And I'm like, and then the third document came up missing. I'm like, where are these? We went through the filing cabinet 3 or 4 times. We went through my stack of papers 3 or 4 times. I'm like, where is it? And I was getting kind of nervous. I don't think I would have gone to jail. You know, I would have probably had to contact a whole bunch of different places, including like the state of Minnesota, to try to get like a reissuance of some of these documents. And then I picked up the stack of papers I was working on. Okay, so I had the tax form right in front of me. I picked it up, and underneath it, on the bottom, were all 3 documents. They were with the rest of them, but I had... What a relief. Now, if I'd only been like... I worked myself up. I was in a state. I just sometimes forget that, you know, God is in control. Here's 10th Avenue North, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.